That's really not the reason. It's just there's too much stuff that's unknown right now in terms of injuries and nicked up and things like that. So we just felt like with a little bit more time, we'd be able to make better decisions. Well, that would be the hope, that we would continue to improve in it. I think the quality of our roster is pretty good. It's a hard time. I don't know. I think it just happens. Sometimes it's the position, and 80-man rosters and things like that. I don't know. Well, I'm sure we want all of our guys to improve daily, but he was a pretty good quarterback at Texas Tech. Sure. Right, well, you had to do all the other stuff before you get to this part. But there's still decisions to be made. There's still, there's a lot of balls up in the air right now. You got here late, Mike, but I have a cold, so I'm not thinking well. So I can't really get into real deep things today. Taking medicine. Well, like I say, I mean, we do have this body of work with some of these guys from previous years, and certainly the bulk of them since April and May. Something's not going to be decided just based probably off of one play in one game, but it's the whole body of work. You have to have put yourself in a position to win a spot by now. We're certainly actively involved in looking at other teams and players on other teams more specifically. And that could well be. You never know. But we're always going to try to get better. Right. Well, in addition to that, there's a lot of video work done leading up to all that. Which we're doing this morning, comparing this guy here on this team and this guy here on this team, and then you try to compare them to the guys that you have and that sort of thing. There's quite a bit of work. Yeah, the rest of us just take the teams that he would normally have been calling. Yeah. I wouldn't care to put it that way. He had a good day last Thursday, I think it was. But again, we're going to kind of look at this as smartly and as best we can, try to make the right decision. So I wouldn't jump to any conclusions yet. Well, I think every time you have another skill, I think it's a good thing. You know. Well, we hope so. You know, and then we get into the season and we actually start doing it for real, and then we'll see how good we are. That's all one and the same. They're all part of it. It's evaluating college players, and then the actual signing of the players once the draft is over is a different kind of thing. But the evaluation part's the same. Right, but oftentimes you have people that you're able to sign as free agents that you might have had as a draftable. And it just works out that way. Well, I wouldn't speak to those guys specifically, but I would think most teams are similar. You know, we usually have a guy or two that wind up, you know, making our teams, and, you know, hopefully we have some that do it this year, but I would think most teams are kind of like that. It's a hard business. It's a hard business for the job choices, any of these young guys, because, like we said before, we feel like, you know, roster-wise, we have a pretty good group of guys that they have to try to beat out. No, I can't recall ever looking at it that way. I don't think our staff looks at it that way. It's just, these are going to be some hard days for us, and I've talked about this before. It's very hard on all of us, and it's hard on the guys. But I don't think there's any one thing that's a deciding factor. Certain age is insignificant, you know. The coaches usually decide that. You know, I might leave subtle little hints from time to time about certain things, but they do a good job of getting everybody in the game. And I sit in on the staff meetings after every game. And they talk about the number of plays here and the number of plays at this position, and it's pretty well thought of. And if I got in it, they'd probably just mess it up. Well, we thought, you know, he had, like what everybody likes, he had good size, excellent speed, new to the position. The guys at the University of Miami, historically, they come into an NFL training camp and it's not overwhelming to them. They usually assimilate pretty well. Yeah, it's not that, but excuse me. The players from that conference are more and more of those guys are contributing in the NFL now. in Dumble's case, we liked the way he played. Played hard, played in three-point stance all the time. But he had a lot of good qualities. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying, but no, I mean it's too important for us to make the right decisions for me to get into a cheerleading thing, you know, and hoping and wishing. You have to let this thing play out. It's like even now, you know, there's a lot of assumptions being made, but this thing has to play itself out, and we don't know how it's going to turn out. So we'll see how the next few days go and try to get through the weekend and do right by the Packers. But so I don't have the luxury of being able to do that. Sure. I would hope that would be the case for everybody. Well, yeah, if that's the way it works out, I think John's a very good player. He's shown time and time again his ability to be versatile and do a lot of different things.